What, if anything, does your reaction to pressing or not pressing the big red button to end all life of suffering tell about your attitudes towards antinatalism? The answer depends on whether or not you have everybody's permission to do so. If you don't have the permission of others, then pressing the button would indicate your very strong paternalism. You'd be prepared to ignore or even override other people's wishes in order to achieve what you see as a good end. A clarification is in order here. Your motivation to press the button could of course be different, at least in theory. You could hate humankind or sentient beings or all organisms enough to want them dead even though you believe that their lives are good. Or you could just like pressing colored buttons, whatever the consequences. These are not, however, the motivations that the big red button thought experiment addresses. It's about ending life to end suffering. Moving on, if you do have the permission of others to press the button, then doing so would indicate your compassion and altruism. You would be prepared to end your own life and the lives of others you care for to break the chain of suffering. Just to emphasize the point, in neither case would you be a bloodthirsty monster. You'd be the benevolent fulfiller of everyone's dreams if you have their permission, or a well-meaning wannabe benefactor if you don't have it. Obviously, in the latter case, you could also be seen to take a few rather bold liberties, playing God a little, what have you. Anyway, the real question was elsewhere. Would your decision to press or not to press the button tell something about your possible antinatalism? I think it would, and in some non-obvious ways too. To start where antinatalism is at the strongest, we have the cases of not pressing due to lack of consent and pressing with consent. These are the spaces that I personally occupy. Not pressing without permission makes me a sickeningly liberal antinatalist. If people want to have children as well as to keep on living, who am I to interfere with their choices? When I'm really frustrated about these tendencies in people, I take comfort in the thought that they are getting what they deserve. Pain. If they want it, they can have it. Hush, Matti, that's terrible of you. And it doesn't solve the problem for those yet unborn. Sigh, I know. Pressing the button eagerly with universal permission makes me a truly uncomplicated antinatalist. If people want to stop making children, good for them, good for all. The end result, if they stay the course, will be the demise of humankind or sentient life or whatever, but that's okay. I do have the residual doubt that the button would have been quicker, but if they want to do it slowly and more painfully, then fine by me, I guess. Not pressing the button, even if everyone would like it to happen, indicates a clearly pro-natalist mindset. The question is why? Why wouldn't you? And at least on the level of ethical principles, the answer is likely to be that life is sacred or has value or meaning that trumps compassion and respect for autonomy. Applied to reproduction, this translates into having children to produce more valuable lives and prompting others to have them as well, whatever their initial preferences. The reason for not pressing could of course also be that you just can't bring yourself to doing it, but then you probably can't be a consistent antinatalist either, because that path would eventually end the at least human life. Finally, if you would press the button even without universal consent, that would mean that you place compassion above respect for autonomy and other values. Interestingly, this does not necessarily make you an antinatalist though. Ending all suffering just like that with a touch of a button is one thing. Seeing humankind or sentient life dragged to a slow end by stopping reproduction is quite another, especially when the result is highly uncertain. A compassionate person might be an extinctionist in principle without having to be an antinatalist in practice. So the question was, do your reactions to the big red button thought experiment tell something about your antinatalism? And with what I've shown here, I think that it's safe to say yes, they do tell us something about your antinatalism, at least the thing that I've just said. QED.